Hi, I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach, motivational speaker, certified life coach, HR talent acquisition professional, and of course, your host for Speak to Me First podcast show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Speak to Me First podcast show today. Welcome to all of my national and international listeners. I appreciate you. Don't forget, subscribe, like, and share the podcast where I talk about all sorts of topics, including career development, professional development, organizational development, employee development, and, of course, life skills topics, family, resilience, trauma, you pretty much name it, I talk about it. And, of course, I give you my version of what I experienced in my own life skills journey. And I love to share some of those stories with you and all around the globe in hopes that you will pick up a few nuggets and gems, you know, to help you along your own journey. And again, we all have a life skills journey. Let's just face it, right? And you need to understand that your journey is definitely going to be different than someone else's journey. So stop, I repeat, S-T-O-P, stop comparing yourself and your business and your body of work to others on social media, to others in your family, including friends, all of that. Just stop. And the reason why I say that, talking about today, is, you know, I talked about it on the most recent podcast, There's Still Enough Time. And what I meant by that is essentially there's still enough time to get things done in the fourth quarter. I said that, I laid out the plan for you, I laid out a few things and items and strategies, if you will, to help you with that, right? But most important, like today, I want to just really, and again, thank you. If you'll hear this podcast, make sure, again, you share, subscribe to the podcast, Speak to Me First podcast show. You know, I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, a.k.a. the no sugarcoating coach, which means I don't sugarcoat it. And when and if I need to, which I don't, I always, always respectfully do so. And that goes within my coaching realm or speaking realm and all of the areas that I'm involved in. But back to today, folks, back to today's message. How many of you out there are raising your hand right now saying, I know it's the fourth quarter. I know I should be doing a lot more than I've done all year. And now you're feeling stuck. You really don't know if you should even proceed to complete the task at hand. Well, as a coach, I'm going to encourage you to please, please do all that you can to complete that task. If it seems like it's just something that's so big, so large, you took on a project and you said, oh no, I should never have done that so close to the end of the year. But if you promised someone that you would get something done, that includes my 9-to-5ers, my traditional 9-to-5ers, you're working in corporate and someone says, hey, you're going to have that for me by December 1st, and you're looking around saying, oh but goodness, I don't really think that I'm going to have that done even by November 1st. Oh, then I'm going to say, wow, that may be a problem for you, and not only for you, but people who are counting on you. I think sometimes we forget, and you know, fourth quarter or no quarter, we tend to forget that when you, you know, say something that you're going to do or you promise someone, you know, you really, if you can't do what you said you would do in that time frame, then you need to connect with the person or persons if you're on a team or whatever. These are some strategies. They're almost kind of no-brainer. I don't even know if you can consider it a strategy. But it's just something that I learned you know, while in the traditional 9-to-5, particularly when I worked in financial services. And what I found is that all that director wanted, on whomever I reported to at the time, they were a major key factor in financial services. And all they wanted, and the group that they assigned me to, let's say that, to be specific, the group that I was assigned to, and at that time I was doing a lot of recruiting and human resources, and all they really wanted from me and anybody that worked or supported their group and that part of the business, they wanted to know if something wasn't going to get done. They wanted to know why. Give them the why. Give them the how can we make this better. Give them the possibilities of it not being done. And again, why. And then perhaps offer a solution if indeed that project wasn't going to get done. And that's what people are looking for. They don't want you to leave them hanging at the fourth quarter when maybe they could have presented that project to another vendor, give it to someone else in the office, something or someone besides you. So communication was the key factor. Communication was actually the key factor. And I kept saying, well, if that's all you needed was communication, then I shouldn't have been up against, you know, a whole lot of things. I don't even know how to put it, but put it this way. When you're called into the office and you have to look at someone in the face, a director or manager or whomever that you're reporting to or you're supporting that team, you know, you got to have answers. They don't want maybe, what happened, none of, no. Bring your A-plus game directly to their door and let them know right then and there what the issues that you may be facing just because, you know, you're in the process of completing the task. Maybe you need more information. You just didn't have the information at the time. You were trying to get the information so that it you could present it in a positive way and really take care of what needs to be done. But in the same token, if you just realistically didn't bother to say to someone, hey, I really just needed to do X, Y, and Z. I wanted to do X, Y, and Z. I never got around to doing X, Y, and Z. And now you're sitting, literally sitting, you know, just really doing nothing. And you're probably feeling terrible because you did nothing. And now it's the fourth quarter. You were overwhelmed. You didn't have enough help. Something happened. Something could have happened even in your family life, right? And if that is the case, right, then all you needed to do, realistically, was let someone know. That's it. That's all you had to do. Now, some people, and I'm saying this, you know, from an HR standpoint, because my primary background was human resources, you know, matching that major talent to excellent, outstanding corporations, you know, over the years. And then, of course, merging the two with my motivational speaking and speaking on career development topics. So, you know, professional development topics, organizational development topics. It all centered around getting better at the task at hand. And then some, and of course, coaching from a life skills perspective, getting better at the matter at hand. That's it. So the reality is that while you're sitting there and you're saying, oh my goodness, here I go again. I'm at the end of the year. I don't have anything done, or at least what I promised someone, even if it's from a family member, etc., or a good friend. You said you were going to meet up with them. You said you were going to get together for coffee or tea or lunch or what have you. And perhaps you're planning that holiday schedule, or you said you would, and you never put those people on your schedule. So how in the world do you think you're going to get something done? Guess what? If you haven't figured it out, this is almost like a part two to the previous podcast of There's Still Enough Time. Because what I don't want you to believe that failure is an option. Failure is not, I repeat, capital N-O-T, not an option. It shouldn't be if your mindset is in the right place and you want to keep things moving, keep them positive, keep them flowing evenly and above and beyond all of the noise, you know, the chatter that will keep you back. People can actually try to keep you back from accomplishing your goals. And a lot of times people will not admit it. They won't admit that perhaps it is a family member or family members or close friends that actually are trying to keep you back. And sometimes they may not be as supportive as you would like. Okay, and when that happens, you're kind of, okay, what else is new? Well, if you're like me, I have to learn how to brush that off. Because I know that even close friends sometimes are not as quick to support you in your whatever you're doing professionally. Excuse me. And I've had that happen to me. I know what it's like multiple times. I can send posts out all day. I can send invites all day to family members and close friends. They don't always show up. In fact, a lot of them never have shown up. So, you know, but, you know, you have to get away from, I can't let that consume me and bother me in the truest, purest sense of the form or form. In fact, I refuse to let that, you know, annoy me to the point where, oh, okay, well, they didn't show up and maybe they had something else going on in their life and or they just didn't think whatever you're doing is important. They don't see it. You know, they like what you do or maybe love what you do and they applaud you from the sidelines, but they just didn't show up. And what I'm saying to you is you can't, even if people don't show up in your life as it has happened to me, friends and family included, because I wouldn't be authentic if I didn't say that. I'm the no sugarcoating coach. And it's no shade to them. It's just the truth. And they know it. So sometimes friends and family will offer you that, oh, I couldn't be here because of something I'm doing, something's going on in my life. Or I do remember one person saying to me, I just really didn't have any interest in attending a particular event, which I thought, wow, that would have been of value to them. And I was actually just a part of an event. It wasn't even my event. But the fact that I thought about them and knew what they were going through in their life and thought, wow, this would be really good if they, you know, had the time to attend. But then when I had a conversation, they just said they really just weren't interested in that. So, okay, so be authentic. I love it. But I think what we need to start doing is stop hiding behind what we're doing. Keep showing up. That's what I do. It doesn't matter. You didn't show up. Okay. Because in business and in corporate, if you don't show up, you know, hey, it can fall back on you. In this case, if you have your own business or you're an entrepreneur, a lot of things will fall back on you. Capital Y-O-U. Not someone else, but it's going to fall back on you. And now where does that leave you? Well, many of us, it doesn't leave us in a good place. So you have to imagine that what else can you do to complete your task? What else can you do to actually, as you go into the next year and you're preparing for a better future, a better business, your analytics have increased, everything is going more towards that 100% of, you know, getting things done in your business and your personal life, career life. And if you're an organization out there or corporation and you're having issues with employees, just really people are leaving, they're silent quitting, so they say. Then there was the big, you know, resignation. You know, all of this has happened over a period of 1 year, not even 2 years. So we all have to work on things, including myself, to get better at whatever I'm doing. If that includes promoting and marketing, I think I do a pretty good job with marketing and promoting. But, you know, what I do, motivational speaking, certified life coach, HR with that central background in human resources, and I consider that to really to be a consultant at this point. If you need me, I'm here. You have issues with talent acquisition, acquiring talent, or for that matter, at this point, I'm on the side of really wanting to help you retain the employee versus seeing all of your employees in large numbers actually leave. You know, so that's what I'm saying. And if you think about it from that way, you'll get better at your strategy. And I'm here to help you. If you are looking for a coach or you work with several different coaches, of course, I do the 30-minute and oftentimes somewhere between 30 and 45-minute complimentary, there's no charge or anything for that complimentary coaching call. Some people refer to it as a discovery call or a strategy call. Well, I've done all three in 30 minutes with most people. You know, make sure that you check out my website, TJVEmpowersYou.com. TJVEmpowersYou.com. Make sure you check out, look at my bio, read my bio, see where I've had several stories of resilience that I still talk about to this day in hopes that someone will pick up my story. They will listen to it. They will read about it. And maybe you want me to come and talk to your group or you're having an event. So again, I'm always thinking about how can I help someone be even more successful than they already are. Because this is one thing I don't do. I don't work with people to tell them, to help them be successful. Because in my opinion, we are all successful before you even approach a coach or a mentor. You have to believe in your mindset positively that you are already successful. What coaches and mentors are coming in, particularly coaches, are saying, hey, we already understand your success or how successful you've been, but now we want to strategize to keep you there and to elevate that success. And when you start to think about that, you'll say in all areas, in the felt areas in your life, if you're sort of, you know, you're on the fence, you haven't gotten anything done, you're still upset about it. Again, back to that fourth quarter again. Check out that previous podcast I did a couple of weeks ago, and it's out there. Look at it, share it, subscribe to my podcast, Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm AKA the No Sugar Coating Coach. You've been listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your podcast host. And being successful is not having a website. Being successful is not necessarily having a podcast show, as I do. And I have both, a website and a podcast show. But that's not what I believe makes me a success. That just means that I am a full understanding of what I need to do to stay at that juncture or at this juncture. I want to stay and get better. Not just stay, I should say. I want to continue to strategize how to elevate my success. That's really what I want to do. And the reason why is because no matter what I do or think, if I'm trying to coach you on success, then I want to understand my own areas of expertise as it relates to success. I also want to understand why and how I can get things done before the fourth quarter ends, including developing strategies. Every day I might change up something or tweak something, the strategy a little bit different. That's what my plan is for myself and as a coach, to really spill that over into the coaching realm with you. Or I should say, if anyone who would want or interested in working with me. And so sometimes it's easier said than done. Most often, you don't get a second chance. You've made a mistake, and you say, oh, I'm not going to be able to fix that. That client doesn't want to work with me anymore because I was late on a project. That client doesn't want to work with me anymore because, my website doesn't look as great as someone else. And again, that's comparing things. And like I said, we need to stop, S-T-O-P, stop comparing your world to someone else's, because you don't know their backstory and what it took for them to become as successful as they are in their own right. What you need to be concerned with, and more so, is how to remain successful and elevate your level of success in your own right. So that's what I've been talking about today, is really getting to the core, the nature, and the business of success. And still believing you have enough time. Yes, it's fourth quarter. Again, if you want to learn more about that and listen to some of the strategies that I presented in the previous podcast, and that title of that podcast was There's Still Enough Time. Fourth quarter, there's still enough time. And I meant that. But today, it was just really all about, I listened to other people. I've been talking to or connecting with people, via social media, particularly on the LinkedIn platform, where many professionals, entrepreneurs, businesses, they're all there. Major corporations are there. Their representatives are out there as well. And I try to connect with as many people as possible. But not everyone that I connect with is going to be, help me, excuse me, not everyone is going to be able to help me in completing my goals. But even if they can't, they may be in a position to put me in, in front of someone that can, or another organization that can, whether it be profit or nonprofit. So that's why it's so important that when we're talking about getting goals done, you need to think about networking more. And these are a few tips before I close today. Networking more. Get in front and get in the room. If you're not in the room, you can't help make decisions for them or your clients or potential clients, and you can't help yourself. So it's really important that you hone in on the skills that you do have and elevate those skills so that you're not concerned or sort of laid back about presenting yourself, putting yourself out there. There's always going to be someone or something that tries to block you. And I mean that in the real authentic sense of the word, meaning they just may not be interested at this time in doing any business with you or collaborating or anything like that. Doesn't mean they don't like you. We need to get out of that emotional habit and stick with it and be more emotionally intelligent to realize that everything and everyone is not for you or your business or your career life, your professional life, your organizational life, if you're an organization or business trying to, you know, merge or acquire another business, because that happens all day long. So what is important is that you just focus on what you can control, forget about what you cannot control, and do your best. Bring your A-plus game. That's what I do, no matter what, whether it's a presentation. I mean, I've made presentations where I was probably, probably unprepared, but I was able to do what I needed to do in that time. Meaning someone said, hey, can you just do this? And they turned around, they said, oh, we want to change the topic last minute. And then I said, oh, now I have to change my content. If you change the topic, then 9 times out of 10, I'm going to have to change my content. When I mean change, I mean tweak it a bit. So because I customize my topics. So if someone goes midstream the day before, 24 hours ahead, and now I'm in the business of keeping things prepared so that I don't have to get prepared, if you know. Stay prepared. So you don't have to get prepared when someone asks you something. That's my normal thing. But things happen. And so when that particular client said, hey, I need another topic, I'm going to tweak that a bit and what have you. And I kind of just with a sigh, and but I was very positive because I didn't really think about it on a negative side, because I said, I have enough content. I usually customize my content. So if I'm able to customize something, even within 24 to 48 hours, if you call me and say, guess what, we just changed the time. Now, that may be a different story in terms of your time of presenting something, because I may have something else on the calendar, and then that could be a conflict. And speaking of conflict, if you do have run into that kind of thing in your life, conflict meaning conflict from family member or friends, you know, you're working at an organization, whomever. I mean, I'm talking to everybody right now. This is not about who's my niche and who I'm attracting or clients. This is a life skills journey type of topic today on Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, a.k.a. the No Sugarcoating Coach, motivational speaker, certified life coach, HR talent acquisition professional, matching that wonderful talent to major corporations, and speaking on career development, professional development, employee development, and organizational skills development topics. And yes, they are customized. So make sure you share, like this podcast show. And if you have something that you, an event you have coming up, and you're interested in me speaking or coaching one-on-one or to a group, I'm available. Yes. Still booking for 2022 and 2023. There may be a conference you have coming up and you're interested in having me speak. So make sure that you like and share, and you can message me through LinkedIn or Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Okay? That's where I'm at. So make sure. So let me wrap this up for you in one nice little bow before we close. The tips for today. Number one, stop letting things put you in procrastination mode. Stop procrastinating. You don't want to be in a procrastinating mode. You want to be in a doer mode. You want to be in an excel mode. You want to be in an elevated mode. You don't want to be in a distracted mode. So don't let people, including friends and family, distract you or your colleagues. Stop letting that happen, and you'll find that you'll have much success, or your success will be elevated in that realm. Number two, get yourself organized. You're in the fourth quarter. I shouldn't even have to say this, but you know what? You know, I love my listeners, so I want you to be even more successful than you already are. So get better organized as we are coming into January 2023. Check out some of my videos on YouTube, Toy Johnson Vincent, Pull Me Up, Motivational Speaker. Go over my career boot camp. Listen to the client. Listen to the presentation that I have uploaded on YouTube, Toy Johnson Vincent. You'll find it, Motivational Speaker. And of course, last but not least, stop comparing yourself to others in the workplace, to family members, friends, close or not, connections on social media, because it's impossible. It is just impossible to be where they are, because they are where they are for a reason. And the only reason that you should be, it's not comparing, but I would look at people and say, wow, I'm in awe of them. I love what they do. I like their platform. And by the way, it's okay to tell people, listen, I really like your platform. I do it all of the time. I don't want to copy their platform because they can't copy mine. Personality, you can't copy someone. There are people that I've met that we have similar personalities and we just do fine. But there are people that I absolutely enjoy having conversations with and connecting with that are the complete opposite of who and what I am and do. So on that note, I want to thank you all for my national listeners and international listeners. Help keep me elevated. Subscribe to my podcast, Speak to Me First podcast show. Make sure you check out and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Pull Me Up, Toy Johnson Vincent on YouTube. Okay, Motivational Speaker. I'm out there, and I always upload my podcast shows. More recently, I've been doing this more, uploading them to YouTube, and I share it on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at No Sugarcoating Coach on Instagram. LinkedIn, the professional website, Pull Me Up, Toy Johnson Vincent on LinkedIn. Inbox if you're interested in that complimentary coaching call, and or Facebook. Okay, so that's what's going on. And again, I wish you all elevated success, 100%. And as I say before ending all of my broadcasts, success is in your future. Bye for now.